From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The White House has backed down from a claim that President Bush made in his State of the Union address, a claim about Iraq's attempts to enrich uranium for nuclear weapons. On January 28th, the president told the nation that Saddam Hussein was pursuing different ways of getting weapons-grade uranium.
The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production.
Now, the statement about Iraq's attempt to get uranium from Africa, British sources said specifically from the West African state of Niger, has taken a beating on two continents this week. A former U.S. ambassador who was on assignment for the CIA says that he debunked that story months before President Bush's speech. And a British parliamentary committee said that Tony Blair's government should have qualified its statements about Iraq, uranium, and Niger to reflect the uncertainty of those claims. And then came yesterday's statement from the White House. New York Times White House correspondent David Sanger has been covering this story for some time and joins us now. David Sanger, the big question, when President Bush said what he did about Iraq and Africa and uranium, did his administration have good reason to believe at that time that that story was not true?
Robert, it's all a question of how you define his administration. There were certainly many in the intelligence community who did not believe that that statement was true, and it's unclear to us still how it got into the speech. The statement had basically two parts. They used the phrase Africa to cover, as you said, Niger. Mm-hmm. We now have good reason to believe that that part was in fact false, and the White House has said that a number of weeks ago. But they also said that there were other countries where he had attempted to obtain the uranium. And yesterday's statement, which only came after considerable back and forth between reporters and the White House, revealed that in fact they think that the intelligence in that area is so shaky that they couldn't prove it was true, although they say it might be.
Yeah, this exchange you describe, you and perhaps other reporters as well, were really going at Ari Fleischer quite a bit on this point, and he was not budging as you asked him, do you still stand by the statement made in the State of the Union address?
That's right, but at the end of it, Ari realized that they were getting into some fairly deep territory here and said that there would be a statement he would have issued at the end of the day. In fact, we only got that statement after the president had taken off for Africa, and the statement basically backed away.
Ambassador Joseph C. Wilson IV, former U.S. ambassador to Gabon, has written about a mission he undertook, I gather on assignment from the CIA, to look into this story about Iraq trying to acquire uranium from Niger. When was that, and what did he do with his findings?
He looked only at the Niger question, and he went in the spring of 2002, and when he came back, he filed a report that basically said, I can find no evidence that this is the case. The White House maintains that they were not told of the doubts until after the president gave the State of the Union speech.
Ambassador Wilson says?
Ambassador Wilson says that he made it pretty clear to the CIA, and of course the CIA is there to go vet everything that the president says of an intelligence nature in the State of the Union. It's unclear to us right now who exactly approved that statement, but we do know that a few days later, when Secretary of State Powell gave his presentation at the United Nations, there was no mention of this alleged uranium purchase.
How central to the White House's case against Iraq and weapons of mass destruction was the whole Africa uranium claim?
It added urgency to the case because the president had said on several occasions that if Saddam Hussein could obtain raw nuclear material, he could make a bomb within a year or so. There were other elements to the White House case, the aluminum tubes and other equipment that he was allegedly trying to obtain to reconstitute his nuclear program. Parts of that other case have also come into question.
David Sanger, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.
White House correspondent David Sanger of the New York Times.